everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a Montreal Canadiens prospect who is hoping to backstop his team in the Midwest Division to a long playoff run. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week, and stop me if you've heard this before, it's Kevin LeBanc of the Barrie Colts, picking up the honor for the fourth time this season as he picked up 4 goals and 7 assists and was a +6 in 3 games last week, a total of 11 points for LeBanc. The leading scorer in the Ontario Hockey League this season, the 20-year-old from Staten Island, New York, is a prospect of the San Jose Sharks and the first player to reach the 100-point plateau in the Ontario Hockey League this season, as LeBanc came into this weekend's play with 103 points through 51 games, putting him 7-up on Christian Dvorak of the London Knights. The Barrie Colts leading the way in the Central Division and looking to reel in Kingston for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. Now over in the Western Conference, the Owen Sound Attack find themselves in a battle for positioning with the Sioux Greyhounds while trying to reel in either Windsor or Sarnia for the number 5 spot. Goaltender Michael McNiven was a free agent signee of the Montreal Canadiens, and I caught up with McNiven on Thursday after their big win Wednesday night against the Kitchener Rangers.
Let's talk about that one. You guys were able to come back a little bit, and I'm sure it was nice to get a win against the rivals.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, since the first time we beat them was the first game of the season for us, and since then we've been having a little trouble, but I guess last night we found out how to tame the lion, kind of, I guess, and the boys are rolling, and we just continue it throughout the whole game.
Is this one of those things you guys can use now going into the final month of the regular season to sort of use as a base moving forward as you guys try to build up some more wins?
Yeah, it wasn't just yesterday's game, but the last couple of weeks we've been pretty strong on the road, so that's always a good thing. And it's going to be a short but long stretch here, last 14 games or 15 games or so. So, I mean, for sure we'll be able to build on this one, and hopefully we can keep the train rolling.
What's been going well? You said there's been a couple last couple of weeks. What do you find? You sit back and sort of get a chance to sort of have that view of everything going on. What do you think has been working well over the last little bit for the team?
Well, just becoming a team together and on and off the ice, and kind of learning from mistakes and not being able to perform as well as we have now on the road. Just kind of finding a way to win every game, every night, every shift. And, you need a team to win games. And maybe over the last couple of weeks we finally found it here. So, like I said, hopefully we can keep it going.
Give me your take on how your season's come together personally.
Personally, my season, there's been bounces here and there, bad or good. But, I just got to try and stay focused. And of course, I get help from the team as well as my goalie coach, all the way to the head coach and trainer and therapist and everything. They've helped my season a lot for sure. And just on and off the ice, motivation from, the whole team, as well as myself and also a bit from, Montreal in the summer and everything, just helped everything come together and give me some more confidence.
Have you found, too, for the fact that the Attack showed the confidence in you right from the start of the year with being the number one goaltender, Jack going to Mississauga right as the season started, that you were able to really take that vote of confidence and say, hey, you know what, I want to build this consistency and really roll with it this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last season, I guess it was a different story. I didn't really have any bad bounces last season, but this season there's been a few, and I haven't really struggled to get out of them, but I've found a way through, and I just got to keep doing that and try and be probably a bit more consistent would be nice, and maybe getting back to the way I was playing near the beginning of the season would be even better to help out the team. So, I mean, overall I think my season's been pretty well, but obviously there has been a few, if not too many, bad bounces here, and I just got to try and stay focused and have a better last 15 games.
You talked about it earlier, your relationship with the Montreal Canadiens as they signed you back in the fall. How nice is it now knowing that that's one thing you don't necessarily have to worry about, where if you weren't signed, you'd be still trying to impress everybody. You've got a job to do, certainly, and want to keep moving, but just one little less thing to worry about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's everyone's dream to get that first pro contract, but obviously, after this first one, I have to worry about the second one here now. So, I mean, You know, I've had people tell me it's not the first one that really matters, it's the second one. So, I mean, definitely getting that first one is really nice and, you know, gives me a good vote of confidence. But I got to keep going here and keep working hard and not letting anything stop me because that second contract could get in the way.
What did you learn about yourself over the summer going through the draft unselected? So obviously not being in the best of moods, I'm sure, after that, to then the high of being signed. Is that sort of a roller coaster ride you had mentally over a couple months?
It wasn't too bad, actually. I mean, you know, I kind of found out halfway through the draft there that I probably wasn't going to be picked. But definitely right after the draft, I had quite a few calls come in. So, you know, I knew I wasn't out of it. I knew I had, you know, a second opportunity with a few different teams. So, of course, I picked Montreal, and you know, they gave me the best possibility of coming out with a contract. And I just took it to heart and just did what they told me, and I succeeded.
Before we let you go, you guys, especially with the win Wednesday night, but still in quite a little battle right now. You've got the Greyhounds trying to catch you guys. You guys are trying to move up in the standings with Windsor, potentially Sarnia, who's ever in that five spot right now. Do you guys find that, you know, it's going to be an interesting little battle for positioning in this last month?
Oh, for sure. If we can maintain the level we've been playing on the road, there will be a tough battle for sure for Windsor or Sarnia, whoever it is, and we're going to keep close tabs on them and just work as hard as we have been the last couple weeks, and if we do move up, you know, it's going to be good for us, and if we don't, it doesn't really matter who we play in the playoffs there. We just have to play our game.
That was Owen Sound Attack goaltender Michael McNiven. Now taking a look at this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Erie Otters remain the number one team in the country, with the London Knights and Kitchener Rangers flipping spots this week. The Knights are number 4 and the Rangers number 5, with honorable mention this week going to the Eastern Conference leading Kingston Frontenacs. Well, that will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.